From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm so angry right now that I'm calm. I feel very aggressive. I want to tear somebody's head off. Because I love this country. I defend this nation. My family lives here. My family has lived here on both sides since this country was founded. I know that America is special. I care about the United States. I care about the state of Texas that I hail from. And I know what happened yesterday, and I know that it's only a telltale sign, a bellwether. It is a logo of the New World Order that America will die and will be subdivided. The Senate overwhelmingly passed total blanket amnesty, an accompanying bill, and the House has passed. Now it goes into conference to merge the two pieces of legislation. It could easily pass in the next 2 weeks to a month. They are saying that it is going to pass, and why am I so upset about this? It's multifaceted. Number one, if you read the plan, it is the biggest blanket amnesty ever. It completely dwarfs, in terms of scale, the 1986 amnesty of 6 million illegal aliens that they claimed at the time. I've gone and pulled the news articles that they claimed at the time was only 1 million. It was really 6 million. They claim this amnesty is 14 million. If it was six times that number, the true number, in 86, what is it now? Conservatively, it is double. 25 to 30 million. But don't believe Alex Jones about this. Here's Lou Dobbs, who rarely writes articles. He wrote one for CNN. Headline, Bush, Congress tell working folks to go to hell. You can tell he's angry about this as well. And he calls it in the second paragraph, full amnesty for all illegal aliens in this country, even though nobody really knows whether the number is 11 million, 12 million, or 20 million. And then he goes on. And that's what it is. And I listen to mainstream neocon talk radio. These people are worse than Hillary Clinton. They sit up there posing as conservatives, lying. I'll never forget, about 6 months ago, I was driving home from work during the day, and I was listening to Sean Hannity of ABC Radio. And for 15 minutes, he went into a rant about the La Reconquistas, the destruction of our border, and he said, Bush is down on the border, he's saving us, we've got to pass his guest worker program. And I knew for 15 minutes in that he was going to tell the truth about the problem and then give a false solution. It's like saying, well, you've got the flu, you're sick, drink a bottle of cyanide and you'll be better. And it fools people. People want to be fooled. Especially mindless liberals who think this is good, this is sweet, oh, the sweet little immigrants. Yeah, the 6+ billion people that live outside this country who all want to come here, and there's official globalist documents that our Congress is admittedly using to craft legislation. This is all admitted. That says it's all about destroying the middle class and setting up a world government and an American union. I mean, there's no excuse now. That is even admitted by Lou Dobbs. You can go read the official documents. It is the American Union, and folks, it is bad news. The end of America. Do you understand? The 110% end of this country. And why do I get even more angry? Because I know that 97% in Texas polls are against the toll roads with the transponders that will take over almost every major state and federal highway and city road and put transponders in our inspection stickers. It's all official. It's all happening. No one, I mean, 97% are against it. They do it. 70+% of Americans are against the war. They continue it. Most Americans are against gun control. It marches forward. Almost all Americans are against forced inoculations. They've passed federal laws saying they claiming the power they have to enforce it. There's hundreds of these examples. You can name them. Just where they don't care what we want. They don't care what's constitutional. And this is what concerns me. 10 years ago, if 70, 80, 90% of people wanted something and people were violently opposed to it, it generally didn't happen. Or every once in a while they had a victory. Now, the globalists just have victory after victory after victory after victory after victory. They just don't care. And they couldn't get away with it if fake conservative radio talk show hosts. How many of you know that talk radio is bigger than all the TV news channels combined? Go look at the ratings numbers. Rush Limbaugh's got 22 million listeners, and when he says that, that's very conservative. Limbaugh is only going off the rated stations that buy Arbitron, and that's only about 60, 70% from the numbers I've looked at, depending on what month it is that buy it. It's really about 30 million. It's probably 22 million every day. And what does he do? He gets up there and he goes, yeah, I don't like it, but, you know, this will help, and it's not perfect, but we got to compromise. And he has Dick Cheney on. Dick Cheney goes on his show to sit there and try to pacify you. Now, you're going to have to make a decision. Do you love Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and George Bush more than you love this country? And I want to tell the liberals something. You think Bush is so bad, well, then why are you supporting the number one thing he's been pushing? You love Hillary. She hangs out with Rupert Murdoch in secret meetings that we know of for 4 years every week. And now they're public meetings. They're having fundraisers for her. They're going to get behind her. Roger Ailes, head of Fox News. Man, these people aren't conservative. Fox puts out the most family-destroying garbage I've ever seen. They're managing you. They're punching your buttons. It's not funny. I am in a rage right now, a controlled rage, because they just don't care. Do you realize they've been training our military to confiscate our guns? I've got video of it. They've been doing it for decades, and now it's accelerating. It is confirmed. We have the official training manuals. They're training preachers in every county in the country, 13,000 plus, to tell their parishioners to accept gun confiscation. That's what they're doing. That's what's happening. That's what's going on. That's what's being said. They're training them to tell you to go into emergency relocation camps. They're training you to submit. I mean, this is right out of some nightmare. This is right out of The Running Man. This isn't America. Cameras and microphones are going up coast to coast. License plate scanning, reading cameras have gone up. FEMA command bunkers, huge emergency FEMA camps. It's in the Houston Chronicle. All of this just in your face. Our government for 60 years openly financing Mexico, that has triple the resources we have officially, to have their government print up literature for all their grade school children that America's bad and they're going to take over the Southwest. It's all about breaking the country up. We have a country openly saying they're taking over, openly saying they're going to get violent. And our government says we'll put unarmed troops on the border as some image for the American people to think they're doing something. Those troops won't even matter because under this legislation they'll all be legalized. It will end most of the border crossing because you won't need to. That's in the legislation. You think it's bad how many high-tech jobs we've lost? We've lost around 80% of them. The high-paying tech jobs, the computer software engineering, the computer programming. They're going to be able to bring in unlimited skilled workers. It'll be the end of just the issuing, 2 to 3 million visas a year for these guest workers that are skilled. It's unlimited skilled, unlimited unskilled. The corporations can now pay to bring these people in. And the American people, 90% now in major polls. It was 87%. But these big national demonstrations staged by the Bush PR firm with Fox, Rob Allen and co., it backfired on them. They don't care. Ah, so what if they didn't buy our propaganda? We're just going to do it. We're going to turn America into a third world country. You know how they live in Mexico City? I'm not against those poor people, even though they've been brainwashed to hate this country. The point is they are total slaves. And you're going to be slaves too. Make no mistake, that's what's being set up, is slavery in this country. They say America always does it bigger and better. Well, we're going bad, folks. We're going authoritarian. We're going into tyranny. We're going into despotism, bigger and better than anybody's ever done it. So this is what we face right now. Total, complete amnesty. And many Americans are fooled, running around giddily, going, oh boy, we got tough on the illegals. They're all legal for 6 years, anybody who can get here or who is here. And they put some flimsy provision in to fool people. Oh, if you're a felon, we won't let you. Aggravated violent felon. And then there's a proviso in that saying, well, if you've got a hardship and you can show that you've already got family here, then you can stay. There's nothing. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a leg that's chopped off. It does absolutely nothing. Nothing. Zero. Except pacify the American people. And I'm here just looking at this, looking at what has happened here. And it makes me sick. And I have Lou Dobbs' headline here, where he tells it like it is. President Bush and Senate tell American working people, go to hell. And there's really no better way to say it or put it, but it's more than just that. So we'll open the phones up. I want you to specifically comment on this, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of other news today we'll be getting into as well. We have the founder and head of Project Censored coming on to talk about what corporations are profiting from 9/11, the Iraq War, the electronic voting machines, all of it. That's another reason they're so arrogant. Three of the big electronic voting machine companies really are run by the NSA and CIA. They're just government fronts. I mean, there's guys with high and tight haircuts with machine guns, little submachine guns under their jackets that run these things. I mean, it's that bad, folks. Oh, man.